What up, Bucks fans? We are back. It's Real Bucks Talk with another live stream on a great victory Monday as we our Tampa Bay Buccaneers are heading to the Super Bowl to play against the Kansas City Chiefs. And I got my co-host, my host back here, Mark. How are we doing? I know we were very excited yesterday and, you know, pretty lost for words. We're kind of like shocked, but how you feeling tonight?
Amazing. I mean, we're going to the Super Bowl. How excited could you be? Like everyone in Tampa, I heard all the fireworks going off. I mean, it seemed like that way back when we won the Super Bowl, people were going crazy, honking horns, fireworks going off and everything. It's an awesome feeling. It's a surreal feeling as well. Like my wife was saying, oh, but that's pretty much it, right? They're going to just submit now, right? Like that was kind of funny. I'm like, no, they're not going to submit anything. And like, I knew we're bound to win. The clocks are ticking off. But to me, I'm like, I got to see zero. I got to see the triple zeros just to know we're going to the ship. This is it. Hey, Mike, no Chinese eyes tonight. Raymond. But like, either way, it's awesome. It's surreal. We're going there. And it's in Tampa, Buccaneers Stadium. You never know. We could be able to fire the cannons. It's going to be cool. But either way, great game. Edge of your seat. You thought they were going to get blown out. The Packers were going to get blown out early on, 21-10, going into half, then 28-10 immediately. And then all of a sudden, Brady starts acting uncharacteristic of Brady. Three interceptions consecutively, and you're like, what the hell? Why can't we just win this easy? And lo and behold, we won the game. I mean, exciting, stressful. It was a Buccaneer game. But either way, our path is to the Super Bowl against the Kansas City Chiefs, the best team in the AFC easily. Mm-hmm. And I think we are the best team in the NFC. This should be a hell of a matchup, but let's talk more Packers. How do you feel about it?
Yeah, I thought, you know, from the get-go, I thought we were in control the whole way. You know, I really didn't have a doubt that we were going to lose the game. I thought, you know, we were more physical. We were better up front. We just had the better team. And I feel like, you know, we were going to win. Regardless of what, you know, Green Bay did, you know, I felt confident that, you know, we're going to pull it out. And, you know, yeah, Tom had those unfortunate, you know, passes there consecutively in the third quarter, fourth quarter. But when it was time to make a play, you know, they did their job and they got it done. So it was just total team effort. Again, our defense came up big when they had to. I thought the big thing was in the, you know, the red zone area. I mean, we held, you know, Green Bay to 3 points at times, and that was critical, you know. And then we scored touchdowns once we were inside there. That made the difference. So, yeah, man, it feels really good. I can't wait for this next matchup. I think it's going to be a great game in the Super Bowl. Really excited to play the defending champions, yeah, the Chiefs. So, Tampa was very lit last night, as we like to say. Everyone was, you know, by the stadium. You know, the airport was awesome. I seen the videos. You know, I wish I would have been there, but you know, I have to play smart, you know, with COVID and everything, especially with I have a medical condition, so I have to be smart in that area. And you know, Mark, you with the, you know, the baby boy, so you know, but I'm excited for all Bucks Nation that they got to experience that. And can't wait for what Super Bowl weekend is going to be. Crazy, as always. And
hell yeah.
Yep.
All right. But so there's actually a lot going on in the chat talking about Vita Vea. Mm-hmm. I say Vita by far biggest impact. I agree. I'm going to touch on this actually. Hell yes. Raymond said collapse a pocket, force Rodgers to move his feet right into JPP and Shaq. Vita played surprisingly well coming off injury. So a lot of people talking about Vita Vea. And again, with Vita Vea back, we should have complete confidence in our defense. That's looking forward to the Super Bowl. But what I saw, yes. I mean, Vita Vea was pushing the pocket, exactly what Raymond said, commanding double teams because Rodgers didn't want to get pancaked. I mean, he just did not as quick as he is typically known for. Like, he didn't have many swim moves. It's more bull rushing, nonstop bull rushes. But other than that, he still had that leg drive. I was surprised at considering it's his leg. Mm-hmm. It's probably really, really weakened. He was doing water running, and then now he's just been running for like 3 weeks. To have that much drive and power, awesome. I mean, then now he's going to have 2 more weeks to kind of recuperate and get back to it. That was more of a tester, like a preseason game. to be honest, for him. Yeah. Got to get ready for this, which Casey hasn't faced yet. They don't know what Vita Vea is yet. I'm liking it. I'm liking it a lot. And then with Winfield getting healthy, Edwards getting healthy, Whitehead having time to get healthy. I'm liking it. But when the game, Vita Vea's presence was felt. I'm not going to say that was the main reason why JPP and Shaq went off, but it attributes to it 100%.
Oh, for sure. I mean, Vita getting in there for 34 snaps, I think, was really important. And you could just see the difference that he makes. And I agree with everyone in the chat that, yeah, definitely had an impact on the defense. You saw, you know, the pass rush come to life. I think JPP and Shaq were going to win those matchups to, you know, regardless, I feel. But it definitely helps when you know you have one-on-ones and they can't double because of Vita, you know, presence in there. So, yeah, I mean, he is, we all said it, you know, we said it plenty of times on this podcast and going back to when he was drafted, he is the catalyst for this defense. He makes it run. You can see how we stopped their running game. They basically gave up running the football because they knew it wouldn't work. So they stopped doing it. And that's huge. When you can make a team one-dimensional, even though it is Aaron Rodgers and he threw for 346 yards on 48 attempts, that's okay. That is okay because, again, it's putting yourself in a situation where you can cause or create turnovers, which we did, and also a situation where we can create sacks, which we got five. So, you know, that plays into what Todd Bowles and his defense wants to do. And, yeah, definitely paid off. And now a big test in Patrick Mahomes. But just a credit to this team, you know, taking out the Packers. I thought, again, it was just a total team effort.
And this is just adding to your validation about them stopping the running. I mean, 27 yards, Aaron Jones, Jamal Williams, 23 yards, AJ Dillon, 17 yards. Yeah, the averages are there, but they were down early. Yes, that prevents you from running. But either way, just the numbers aren't really there. They didn't run for consistent yards. And when Vita Vea is there, you're going to get stop gaps. And like we mentioned a lot of times, Vita Vea helps everything behind him. You're helping Devin White. You're helping Levante David, making their jobs easier. The secondary is going to get massive amounts better because that pass rush is better. Team game. We talk about this a lot. We mentioned it in the preview or the preview and the pregame. Mm-hmm. If you guys caught that. So we did that like right before the game. I know everyone was hyped, probably just staring at the TV, but it was a cool one. Check that out. You guys have time, but either way, I mean, make it one dimensional. You had to. I mean, they were scrapping to stay in the game when Packers fans are thinking, oh, you guys paid the refs off. It did a Brady. Oh, what are you talking about? There were flags on both sides of the field. The blatant one to me was the Tyler Johnson that won us the game. He pulled his whole damn shirt out of his jersey. Like 2 feet, and then they're crying about the interception one. I'm like, I don't. Mm-hmm. I mean, did you not see what Lattimore did to us all the last game? I mean, that's all the Saints do, left and right. But I digress.
Yeah, I mean all game there was flags that weren't called. There was, I mean, the refs could have called, you know, maybe five false starts on the Packers left tackle. I mean, he was jumping early every time, and they didn't call it. So there was a lot of missed calls. There was delay of games that weren't called. Holdings galore every play. So, you know, they let him play, and I thought for the most part they got it right. And then when that, you know, that play happened, it was too obvious not to call. It was just obvious. I mean, the guy had a handful of jersey and you can clearly see it. So, I mean, it had to be done regardless if the ball was uncatchable or not. I mean, they're going to throw that flag every time.
I mean, obvious, especially in the middle of the field. Everyone should have been eyes on that. So, I mean, guys, we won the game. You should have stopped us. Let's be honest. We shouldn't have thrown three picks. Mm-hmm. All right. So I mean, that's the way the game ended up. I mean, you guys shouldn't have been down 28-10. Let's put it that way as well. So was that all based off of flags? No. So I was scared at the end. Don't get me wrong, but we won. Mm-hmm. On the defense, I was terrified when Whitehead went out. I'm going to be flat out about that. When it was Adams and just Edwards out there, I'm like, oh gosh,
yeah,
is this not going to end well? I saw like bombs going all across the field. Adams was sometimes way out of position to me. I don't know. So thank the Lord we got through that. I think the pass rush really helped them out. So what did you think when Whitehead went down?
Yeah, I mean, they stepped up. I, again, these guys, they made plays when they had to. The big difference in this game was two turnovers for the Packers. The Bucs scored 14 points. The Packers got three turnovers, only scored six. There's your good difference right there. That's the difference. That's the difference. That was a ball game. It didn't came down to decisions whether to go for it or flags. That was it. You had your opportunity and you couldn't get it done. Yeah, you couldn't get it done against our defense. They made plays, you guys didn't. You know, that was the ball game. So, you know, all the media was talking about, oh, he should have went for it on 4th and 8. You know, there's no guarantee you get it. There's no guarantee you get the 2-point conversion. So I understand Matt LaFleur's decision there. But at the same time, I would have put it in Aaron Rodgers' hands. Sure, he's MVP, you know, for a reason. But there was a lot of other times that you guys missed out, you know, the Packers did on scoring. Yeah.
Davante Adams dropping a touchdown.
Right. Early in the game, they had to kick a field goal. Yeah.
Dropped the 2-point conversion.
Yep.
I mean, there was a lot of areas where missed points. So did we. Hell, if Brady doesn't throw 3 interceptions,
right, we probably score more.
As many drops as we did, Tyler Johnson, Chris Godwin. I mean, we probably have 40 something points again. We've said it every playoff game. Mm-hmm. We haven't played a full complete game either in this playoffs. So there's a lot of give and take. Yeah. If you guys would have, the Packers would have played perfect, maybe you win, but still we didn't play perfect either. So it's not like we're begging for the rest for flags. It blows my mind sometimes. All right, and then we do that with the Saints all the time. So
yeah,
maybe I feel where they're coming from, but this is coming from a team that has been a perennial loser and we're winning. Like, it's not like we've been a perennial winner based off of cheating. Just because Brady's here does not mean he's showing the whole team what a cheater is. No, he's showing them what hard work does, and it's paying off. Thank the Lord. Wesley Ramirez says, can we show Suck Up some love? Yes, he deserves it. I mean, that damn position is so solid right now, and I just don't want to jinx it, I guess. But the dude's shown up, made his kicks, pretty much made the icer. So you want to give him some more love?
Suck Up, yeah. I mean, I'm afraid to talk about him. He's been so good. Right? So yeah, I mean, he's been money. I can't complain about it.
Yeah. So Bud Cannibal said, hey, Stinney's stepping up pretty good. He's doing well. I'm not going to say he's doing great. I'll say it that way. He's still not picking up some of the stunts. He's doing good enough. He's playing with a motor, I guess you'll say, for a lineman. But some of the stuff where it should be kind of an easy pass off tackle to guard, a little iffy. I mean, the biggest game, we have to kind of clean some of that up. His third start of his career. But SMB going 4 for 4. Hopefully this does come to fruition. That pass rush is going to get in there to do it. But SMB, talk about his interception.
I mean, he's making plays, man. I mean, he's just everywhere. He's making it happen. And yeah, I would love for him to go 4 for 4. He's playing aggressive. I think he's finally getting more healthy. You can see he's just moving better. And he's being physical. And maybe he's, you know, being a little bit too aggressive at times, you know, and sometimes he gets called for the flag, but you know, he's making plays.
There wasn't that many flags this past game.
Right.
He was very aggressive.
Yeah.
I loved it. Do not stop that.
Yeah.
I mean, make the refs call it. I mean, if they're not going to call it early, keep doing it. I mean, if they're going to allow it, keep doing it. Cause you know, the other team's going to do it. So play it out, see how the refs feel. And if they're going to allow it, work with what you got, right? Let's keep going on. Evans could have played better. Yes, he had a couple drops too. Or not a couple. Or some people said he didn't give enough effort on some of the interceptions. I don't know. I mean, he's a long strider. He usually gives full effort all the time. I don't know. What was your stance on that?
Evans, I mean, I don't know. I think, you know, obviously we'd like to see him come down with that catch, you know, over the middle. But on the other two interceptions, no, I don't think there's anything he really could have done. I thought he played pretty good. Yeah. He had two drops. You know, I wish he would have came down with those catches.
So let's see what was his total numbers. He had 3 catches, like, 51 yards.
Right. Touchdown. Yeah.
That first quarter, hell, he looked damn good. I mean, just keep running that corner route from him and he was going to win every time. So
yeah,
I think they just went to the well a little too many times.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are talking about the Chiefs. Let's keep talking the Bucks right now, Bucks versus Packers. One thing I want to mention. So it's some of these things right here. Wesley Ramirez, thoughts on Byron and coaching changes off season. It's not the off season yet, but I want to talk about Byron Leftwich. That man has grown so much over the season. Beginning of the season, y'all know, we're eating him alive. Like, talking about how there's no play action, and now there's play action. A lot more successful play action plays. A lot more motion. It's like, he finally was like, I'll give in. Okay, it's obviously going to work. I'll implement it a little bit more. The timing of some of these plays. The Chris Godwin that sealed it, that run, amazing. The Scotty Miller throw for the touchdown before the half, amazing. That's a no-risk-it, no-biscuit throw. Loved it. I mean, the drop to play for Fournette on the 4th and 6, awesome. Or 4th and 4, I think it was. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Some of the plays he drew up, great. I mean, keep it up. Even some of the creative plays that didn't work, they're still creative. It's not just the same crap that they push out there. Did he get a little stagnant? Because I know you're going to say this. And run the ball too much on first down? Yeah, he probably
absolutely
did.
Absolutely.
But I mean, again, I think they're playing a lot of this safe. You don't have to play no risk it, no biscuit all the damn time. Pick and choose your times to do that. And I think they're just playing somewhat safe at times. I'm not expecting hero ball all the time, but go ahead.
I mean, it just wasn't effective. Your runs on first down, you're wasting downs. You know, when you're averaging less than 3 yards, it's not good. And I know, you know, people are going to say, well, Fournette had 12 carries for 55 yards, but one of those was a 20-yard touchdown run. You know, it's just, you can't keep putting yourself in 2nd and 8 situations, you know, all the time, you know, or 3rd. Yeah, there you go, Mark. 2nd and 8, 3rd and 8. Yeah, I know we converted a lot of 3rd downs in this game, but against the Chiefs, You can't waste those first downs because they are going to send more blitzes. It's going to make it tougher to convert on 3rd and long, you know, so just got to be smart how you attack it. It's all about sequencing. I'm all about throwing on first down. You have a higher percentage of getting more yards on first down. If you throw, your offensive strength is throwing the football, do it and set up the run in the right situations. That way you can be more effective when you run the football and get more explosive runs, because that is what this game is about. It's about explosive plays, and you got to make them. And the best way to do that is throwing the football, and then the runs will come afterwards.
I agree in some fashion. I don't fully agree with that. I mean, I agree a lot of the time, but I mean, also to the running game in this fashion, Rojo looked like he was just, I don't know. He took a little too many Monster energy drinks before this game because it didn't seem like he was reading holes. He looked like he was just running as fast as he could.
Yeah, sure. That execution wasn't there. I'll give you that. But at the same time, I just feel like they couldn't cover us, and there was opportunities to throw the ball on first down more and probably would have scored more points if you had done so. It's just a wasted down, and you can't have that against Kansas City coming up. So I hope they look at that and change their approach and understand that the run game needs to come at the right time when it's ready and you have the right looks. Now, they had the right looks, but again, they just didn't block it up or run it right.
Well, at times, I mean, the Packers primarily loaded that and wanted to stop that first. They kind of wanted to make Brady one-dimensional as well. What do you know? It's a kind of a thing that people like to do. Teams like to do, make the teams one-dimensional to force turnovers. Well, I mean, I'll say, yeah, Rojo wasn't excited about first down. I love the play actions. That's why immediately after the turnover, the play action to break, I thought was perfect. Perfect timing with that. There's no mystery or hidden thing. We love play action.
Mm-hmm.
I just, some of the time, just run it a little bit more effectively. Run it out of the shotgun. Run it end arounds. Be more creative. Don't tell me just because you didn't have Antonio Brown, you didn't want to do some of those more creative runs. And I didn't see many of the screens, but the one screen Chris Godwin got and Gronkowski got, that crap worked. Perfect time. That's another one. Perfect timing on the Gronk screen.
Byron. Yeah, and I'm not discrediting Byron. I thought he crawled some really good plays at the right time, just like you said. You know, the fake pitch to Godwin and then reverse it back the other way. I thought that was a thing of beauty to close out the game. That was awesome. That's what you want to see from this offense. There's a lot of creative things. The way they matched up and the decisions to go for it there before the half, and the setup that they had Scotty Miller in the trips formation to give him more leverage on the outside was beautiful. I mean, that's how you design it, and that's how you should call it. And that was a huge play. That pretty much, I thought that was a big part in why we won. So yeah, no, I give this coaching staff a ton of credit, and the changes that they've made since the bye week, it's been awesome. I just wish they would keep that same approach that they had before the playoffs or even in the Washington game, because they were throwing, they were doing play action on first down. Just keep that approach and the run game will follow. I promise you that it will follow, because when you're passing all over a team, things are going to change and they're not going to suspect the run, and you're going to catch them off guard, and it'll be better for our running backs, and you'll get explosive runs. That is what this league is about. You can't just do, 2 to 3 yards. I know it sometimes, that's Dungy's offense. I know that works way back then, but it doesn't work now. You got to score points, and we're still doing it. We're still doing it. We're scoring 31 points, which is crazy.
28 of that was pretty much in one half right. In what, 5 minutes? Not even.
Yeah.
So God, it blows my mind that we could have scored so many more points. I mean, that interception inside the 10, I mean, gosh, like, could have been so much more it could have been a blowout, to be honest, in Lambeau. Mm-hmm. Could you imagine if that would have happened? Jeez. Right. All right. But I mean, offensively, I'm not going to down them. I think a lot of those turnovers were straight up Brady's fault, forcing it to Evans. I don't know why. I mean, a little bit of the overthrow to Evans. Maybe he should have caught it. Maybe it just tipped off his fingers. I don't know. But I think Brady will see that himself and get upset about it and fix it. I don't think he'll have another 3-interception game, put it that way. I think every time he's had a game like that, he's flipped it and done amazing. So this is actually good for, I guess, probability's sake. Usually if he has a bad game, so to speak, 3 interceptions, his next games are really to the moon.
That is true. I mean, yeah, he usually bounces back in a big way. I think he's going to be locked in. He's going to be good for the Super Bowl. I have no doubt in my mind, especially against a team that he's played already this season. He's going to be more prepared for their looks and how they want to attack him. So I'm hoping that the, offensive coaching staff and the, quarterback can work on this and come up with a really good game plan against Steve Spagnuolo, who he has struggled against in the past, with their blitz packages and how he, sets things up in coverage and how they rush with four. So hopefully we have some things ready. The screen game is going to be very important, and hopefully we use that to our advantage.
Yeah. And then I like this Florida Hurricane, run. So we're going to bring this up in our preview later in the week, or not later, later next week. Mm-hmm. That where do they rank against the run? Really damn low. So what should you do? You should attack weaknesses. So it's all it's about. You can't attack their strength. That's falling into what they want you to do. Attack a weakness, control the ball. Don't get the ball out of Mahomes' hands. Give him less opportunities to tear it up. I mean, the Bills are early 9-point lead, and then all of a sudden Mahomes said, no, I got this. No, don't you worry. And they didn't learn anything from our tape. They didn't double Tyreek Hill. I kind of joked around on the live stream when you were on. Like, they didn't obviously learn about doubling him. They thought Tre'Davious White could just do whatever he wanted. Mm-hmm. And now it just doesn't work that way. He is that damn good. I mean, maybe they thought Carlton Davis wasn't good either. I don't know. But we have a blueprint kind of how to beat them. I mean, control the clock. That's what the Raiders did. I mean, get the ball out of the hands of Mahomes and take advantage. I mean, they're not going to score they're going to get close to scoring, but do field goals, not touchdowns. Bend but don't break. We've been seeing it a lot this playoffs. I mean, give the defense credit. A lot of people want to give all Thomas Edward Patrick Brady Jr. credit, but the defense has stepped up humongous. So those SMB haters throughout the season, we've been saying, give him time. Let him learn the position. He's probably hurt. He's shown up massive Like, to be honest, he's probably one of the top three defensive players so far right now in our playoff run. I would put him along the lines of, like, JPP and Shaq just had their great games this game. JPP's been off, but really, SMB's been so consistent, and he's played every game.
Mm-hmm.
So who else could you say is along the lines of him that playing this well?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, Devin White, Levante Davis, they've all been very consistent. Those
Devin
two
missed one game.
Right. Well, I mean, Levante's been Levante, you know, every game, that's for sure. I mean, he's playing well, and you know,
he's,
I think,
good, but impactful interceptions.
Oh, well, I mean,
to that standard, I mean, stopping Aaron Rodgers right there. Okay. I mean, an interception every game, that's a changing the result of a game every game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think SMB is definitely at the top. I mean, he's making a huge impact. I would think, you know, Jordan Whitehead, you know, is going unnoticed. Just with his tackling and his ability, you know, to make plays.
Catch those damn balls, though.
I know he's got to catch interceptions, but for him, you know, he's usually in the right position, which has been a lot better than his, you know, first couple of years.
Yeah,
his angling has been better, you know, as far as going downhill and making tackles, and I think he's done well. And you know, obviously Antoine Winfield, when he was in there, he's been outstanding. But yeah, no one as far as close as, you know, SMB. I mean, the closest is probably Devin White in the Saints game, obviously. I mean, he made huge impact, but, and he made another impact in this game, you know, getting the fumble recovery. So
Whitehead
and 15. Yeah. And 15 tackles. I mean, can't go. Yeah. Can't forget that.
Can't go wrong with that. All right. So look at some more questions here. TB12 Goatman said, what y'all think about Davis on Kelsey, jam him off the line with a linebacker, then pass him off double Hill with SMB and Dean on Sammy or Hardman or one-on-one. So there's a lot of stuff on there. I think you mean David on Kelsey, jam him on the line, then pass the ball. So a lot of what they did in the second half of the last game, I mean, cover two safety over top, have one of those safeties doubling Hill, obviously, have anyone else beat you, and then the other safety's kind of shattering where Kelsey's at. There's two monsters they have. I mean, David and White can only do so much. I mean, right. White should still be doing what he normally does. Downhill, follow the running back. The running back's going to go out, stick with him. If he's not, get after it. Mm-hmm. That's what he's best at. Keep doing it with that. I agree. David kind of jam him, but they'd play zone a lot. A lot of it's more pass off to that safety. What are you going to do? I mean, this is more stuff we'll talk about in the preview. It's a lot of in-depth. It's better to show it than just to talk about it.
Right.
Because we'll show examples. That's why we love this channel and wanted to bring it out. This is not just us spitting crap out of our butts. It's actually showing you what we're talking about, showing you what was successful, what worked. Because it's, everyone needs to have the why. You don't just spit out crap and think, oh, I'm right, I'm God. Because no one is that. I mean, you got to have just examples of why to form your hypothesis. And that's why we kind of made this channel and this content for you guys. Mm-hmm. But that was a long, drawn out thing. Do you agree, disagree, or how do you think?
No, it's absolutely true. You know, I think definitely have to play some type of cover two or cover three against, you know, Kansas City, because they have so many weapons and there's a lot of speed, and you can't allow them to get that one big play and it ends up being a touchdown. You know, you just can't let that happen. So definitely have to have coverage or shadow, definitely Tyreek Hill. You got to find ways to neutralize him in some type of fashion. It's a lot harder to do because he's so damn good, and once he gets the ball, he can make things happen. He can catch a 5-yard pass and take it to the house. That's what makes him so tough. We really have to be, it's going to take discipline. You have to make sure you're in your assignments and understand who is on the field at all times, because they have so many good personnel and so many different groupings that they use with their personnel. It makes it very tough to always be in the right alignment or formation. So that is going to be very important. And it comes down to communication. You know, communication is going to be critical.
Also, you were talking about that Hill can score off a 5-yard pass or a 5-yard little dump.
Mm-hmm.
Based on that, we showed the film of Davante Adams and the changing fields, trying to score a touchdown. They tried to fake it on Carlton Davis. Carlton Davis did not bite and stayed there, and Aaron Rodgers had to throw the ball away. Carlton Davis is another one. huge. Yes, just because he's not getting the interceptions doesn't mean he's not playing well. That dude's all over the place. He's been playing rock solid every game as well. I got to give him my little golf clap as well. Dude doing his homework, playing sound football. Yes, he had that one touchdown he gave up. He looked pissed. But, I mean, you're going to get beat. It's just consistently win. That's what we want all across the board. Do your assignment. Be where you're supposed to be. Know what leverage you're supposed to be in, where you have help, where you don't have help. Simple stuff like that where in your one position, you should know that. That's all we ask for. Don't try and be bigger than the game. A lot of talking again, Mark.
No, it's true. I mean, you just got, yeah, there you go. Get kicked off the wagon. If you don't like this live stream, I like it. But no, we appreciate everyone in here. We got over, 40 people, watching us. So appreciate it. But yeah, it's going to be a hell of a game, but we will definitely get to that, preview coming out, within the next couple of weeks. It's going to be awesome. So, but to this game, the Packers and just defeating them, I thought, again, we are the NFC champions. That's pretty awesome to say. It's just because this is a heck of a conference, and maybe the NFC was a little weaker this year, but you still have a lot of good teams in it. Especially at the top with, Green Bay, going 13-3, you got the Saints, Seattle, us, the Rams, I thought were a good team. And so a lot of good teams, in this conference, and to be at the top. And we knew we were one of the better teams going into this year. I mean, this is kind of the expectation. We didn't think maybe we'd get to the conference championship game, but
you can just,
to the Super Bowl now. It just shows you how talented this team has become. And you got to give all the credit to Jason Light and getting Bruce Arians. And then, going after Tom Brady and making the right call on Jameis Winston. And you can just see it was the time for a new leader for this team. And really it's brought it all together.
I mean, also I'll say this credit to the Packers. They were that damn good of a team. Okay, guys. I mean, we beat them once in the regular season, stomped them. This was a close game. Granted, Brady kind of started giving the ball away a lot. They still have one of the best quarterbacks in the game, if not the best, right behind Mahomes. Their defense was good enough that's made for today's deep passing attack. They limit what deep passes they can do. They have edge rushers. They're built well. This is the second time they were in the NFC Championship game. Second time they lost it. So they are that damn good. They did twice in a row. And we beat every damn good team. The Saints could have been in this position as well. The Packers were there last year. So now we get to face the best again. But to us, the Bucs have always had the talent. BA said it a while ago. It's never been a talent issue. It's getting out of our own damn way. Stop shooting ourselves in the foot. They got rid of the biggest thing they wanted to get rid of, turnovers. Got rid of 30 immediately. Yeah. 35 to be exact. Right. Yep. So, I mean,
we just see how big turnovers are, when it comes to winning. I mean, you look at all of the teams in the playoffs, they're pretty much all positive. And as far as turnover ratio, so they're all in the plus area. And, even after the three interceptions yesterday from Tom Brady, we're still plus three in turnovers. So that's huge. And that's a big reason why. We're going to face the Kansas City Chiefs for a championship.
Yeah, this is kind of funny. The Packers are talented, but the Bucs overpowered them at times.
Oh, absolutely. They overpowered them the whole game. And that's one reason why I could understand why they ran so much on first down is just to maybe just to wear them out. Like you said, that's what they did. And I still don't agree with, I would pass more on first down, but again, I can see why they did that. Because they were physically, they were beating them up, both sides of the ball.
Well, I mean, this is something you said during the game. So plus and I watched the game together at my house over here. And he said, well, Matt LaFleur is just a pure analytical guy. So that's why he's doing this. I'm like, the Bucs are doing a pure opposite. They're just doing whatever the hell they want to do, which is obviously run on every damn first down, which analytics says not to do. Right. They do it and they're still winning. Yes. I guess from your point of view, if they did run all analytical, then they'd be supreme. They'd be perfect.
No team is perfect. I'm just all about efficient and effectiveness, but.
And I am too.
But when you have so much talent like they do, they can get away with it. That's the scary thing. And they did. Yeah. They got away with it yesterday because they can convert on 2nd and 8. They can convert on 3rd and 14 with a screen pass to Godwin. They can do all different kinds of things. And like you said, they can do whatever. And, you know, whatever it takes. That's my motto, you know. So there we go. I mean, it's pretty impressive to see what they overcome. And they still they beat the crap out of Green Bay.
Oh, yeah. The score doesn't tell the story. I mean, we're kind of taken over at one point, and then we let them back in the game. Again, the Bucs are the ones allowing other teams in the game. We're controlling usually games. It's crazy to think. Let's get to some more points over here. Are you Hardcore Hero said, are you guys planning on doing the NFC Championship film review this week? Yes, we are.
Yes.
Hopefully Wednesday we're going to try and do something quick, but I mean, to get out content to show, holy crap, we were in the Super Bowl. What a win. So we'll hopefully get something out like that. But G Vegas had a big old point here. He said, this organization is disrespected in general, especially by national media. People complain about some new team in Super Bowl, but hate to see Brady, no minority inclusion in staff, coaching staff, but the Bucs have 3 minority coordinators and 2 female coaches. Yeah, why isn't that in the big talk all over ESPN?
I don't know. I mean, I think, again, a lot of people are just talking about Green Bay right now and how they, you know, they messed it up. So
we're talking more about how Green Bay lost and the Buccaneers won, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, that's how it's going to be. Again, this is Tampa Bay. We're, again, small market. You know, we don't have the history that Green Bay does, or we don't have the history of a lot of other teams. You know, we're known historically as a losing team, a losing franchise. So it's going to take more seasons like this to earn that kind of recognition and attention. But I agree that should be something that is discussed for sure, because it's pretty awesome to have that in place.
Yeah. And then again, winning here's all. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a Jerry hot take. You have to run the ball. Clearly, you don't know football. I agree, Jerry. He doesn't mean don't run the ball at all. He just means in certain situations, don't just forcefully run the ball. Every first down, don't run the ball. That's what he means by it. Analytically, he says, run first down, pass. Yeah. Better.
And I'm not saying pass. Yards, passing, I'm not. Yeah. And I'm not saying pass every first down. I'm just saying be unbalanced on it. You know, be unpredictable. You know, because when you start running the ball on first down, then running again on first down, it becomes a tendency and it becomes a trend, and defenses can pick that up. They're not idiots, so they can figure it out. And, you know, they were going into this game to stop our run game. It was obvious, and they did so. I mean, we ran the ball 22 times and only got 70 yards. That's not very productive.
Good points all around. Alice Song. Are you guys in the Reddit thread? I don't know what this is.
No, we're not, unfortunately.
If you want to send us that, or I don't even know how Reddit kind of works. I'm not the best with that. Pop it into our email or something, and we'll check it out. It should be right below, or if you're watching from, you're watching from YouTube, check it out. Send it to us there. We'll check it out. Tony, I can't pronounce it. I'm sorry, buddy. Says they need to hold KC to 27 points. They need to worry mainly about Hill. They're not going to score 27 just passing it to Kelsey. That's hard to do, though. Mm-hmm. Hard to eliminate one guy.
Yeah. And they have so many weapons. I mean, you got Clyde Edwards-Helaire. You got Sammy Watkins. You got Mecole Hardman. So a lot of dangerous options.
Scary.
And then Mahomes can run around and, like, he can evade a rush. And then he can just backpedal, throw it 50 yards downfield with, like, no effort at all. So, I mean, even if we abuse their offensive line, which is possible because of their injuries – Mahomes can just, you know, do crazy plays and throw it 50 yards down the field in stride.
Yeah, he's unnatural, unreal, like crazy. Mm-hmm. He's only 25 damn years old. Crazy.
Yeah. So there was a meme about this matchup, quarterback matchup. You know, they had Baby Yoda and the old Yoda, and Tom Brady obviously is the old Yoda. He's the Baby Yoda. Mahomes is. So I thought that was pretty funny, but You were showing something there from Jordan.
Jordan said, Brady trusts Evans to be willing to throw up these prayers. Usually Brady will throw away, but he believes Mike is always a chance. Not justifying the decision, but loving the relationship. I'll let you take that first.
Yeah, I understand where he's coming from, and I'm fine with that as well. I understand the trust, and that's good that it's growing. But at the same time, you want to make sure it's the right decision and, you know, how you proceed, you know. But I like that they're trying to get Mike the football, but make sure it's the right, you know, decision slash read.
Well, so some of the throws.
And I thought two of them were. They were the right read. I thought the first one wasn't.
Yeah, the first one was a bad read. Mm-hmm. And then the second one, if that's a throw up, throw it to where only he can get it. He underthrew that so bad where only the defender could get it. Yep. I mean, if you're going to do that, yes, the running back didn't get over there to block. Okay. If you knew the only chance was a throwaway, throw the ball away. Mm-hmm. I mean, then again, it was somewhat of a punt, right? It wasn't that bad. It was still like a 30-yard throw. Intercepted down right there. So, and then you mentioned again, they scored 6 points off of turnovers. That was it. So, I mean, it wasn't like it was a pick six. So I'm mad about it. Just more mainly mad about the inside the 10 one. I mean, he should probably shouldn't have thrown it that lofted, I guess. The defender wasn't even looking back. If anything, you hit the defender in the back of the head. So, hey, it's.
Oh, I thought I lost you. Are you still there?
Oh, no, I'm right here.
Okay, I must have cut out.
Oh, I've been here. I'm here.
All right.
Let's see. Let's keep going on, though. Hard Hero, maybe they want to develop it as a tendency so that they can fool them with the play action. I doubt that's what they're trying to do, but it would make sense. I think they're talking about the running game. Mm. But things that we are seeing, obviously play action works. Every time they run a play action on first down, it's successful. That's kind of what Mike's saying. Michael or Pless, whoever you see him by. So it's more feeding off of that stuff. Like, it's if the tendency is we're going to run the ball, yes. People are going to bite into the run on first down and get faked out on a play action. What I love seeing is the out routes with the go routes on the next to it. Mm-hmm. Love seeing that. They did it with Godwin. It's bread and butter of this offense with out routes, which Buck fans seem to think is like the dumbest route known to man. If it's run correctly with a complementary route next to it, it's awesome. Perfect. Especially against a man defense. Beautiful. It's just how their quarterback reads it and knowing what defense to throw it against. That's on the quarterback. Bruce Arians always says that. Even Leftwich says that. Sometimes it was on Winston. Sometimes it's on Brady. Either way, this is part of the offense. Let's keep going over here. Lobello, it's the first time I've seen this in the chat. The offensive play calling, so welcome to the chat. With an 18-point lead in the second half was extremely questionable. I agree with that. Two of those interception plays shouldn't have even been in the play options when you have a 3-score lead. Touch on that. Good question. Good statement.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. I mean, again, they were going for the kill, which I respect, but yeah, I understand. Maybe that was the time to, you know, call some, you know, quick screens or slants or something like that, you know, and definitely attack more of the middle of the field. That is something I was continuing to say yesterday. Mark can tell you that. I mean, I don't understand why they're continuing to attack the sidelines where when they got matchups against Tre'Mond Williams or if they got matchups against Kevin King, those guys couldn't cover our guys. So isolate them in the middle of the field and make them, you know, chase our guys. They just couldn't do it. They couldn't cover. So I agree with that. That's a good point. You know, that's definitely a way to take away those interceptions. But I understand where they were coming from. They were trying to, you know, command the game. Well, I mean, they're 18 points up, but they were going for the extra kill, you know, to go up, you know, more than 20 and pretty much ice it. But yeah, I understand where, you know, maybe just call something different, go short, and just keep the chains moving.
I mean, I guess, like, that's not the time to go no risk it, no biscuit, I guess. That's what a lot of people, they get upset that we do it, but it's more the decision. It's not the play call, it's the decision behind it.
Yeah, it's decision-making, and really it's the offense. I mean, that's just how the offense is designed. You're going to have levels, you're going to have verticals, you're going to have, you know, a lot of downfield stuff, because that's what it's designed to do. Explosive plays. It's the reason why we're in the top of the league at it.
Point made. Rob Dunlap. Beef Tongue would like to make sure everyone remembers Jamel Dean didn't play in the last meeting with KSC or with KC. Neither did Vita Vea, neither did Jamel Dean. And you didn't hear Jamel Dean's name that often in this game either. I don't, like the guy said in the backyard, I didn't even know he was playing.
That was a great moment. That was a great moment. I think I explained it yesterday, but
you did.
But it was funny because we had a Packers fan next door, and I think a Bucks fan was with him, you know, watching the game. And once Gronk caught that screen ball, he's like, Gronk, I didn't even know who he was playing. And it was just hilarious. And Mark was laughing for a good 10 minutes.
I couldn't believe he said
it. It's pretty funny.
Because it was like, that was like a nail biter moment too. Like, we needed to get freaking first downs.
Right.
And the fact he said it so obnoxious, like he didn't know 87 was out there all the time. Mm-hmm. But hey, we'll keep going. Jack said, Ant-Man, any word on his return? He was questionable for the game. So if he has 2 weeks of rest, he going to come back. What was the injury? An ankle?
Yeah, he hurt his ankle Thursday of last week. And, you know, he practiced and then didn't practice on Friday. So I'm assuming he's going to be close. He's going to be ready for Super Bowl. He's got a good long rest time to heal up, and he'll be good to go.
Gosh, I mean, imagine a whole healthy defense.
Mm-hmm.
And the offense is going to be healthy. Antonio Brown's going to be playing. Like, they just held him back, literally saying that we're waiting for the next game. So, guys, we could have a full healthy team going against, a dangerous team in KC, but with how stacked we are all across the board, I like our chances at any given Sunday. It seriously is that, but this is a loaded roster, not just KC's offense. They need to be scared with our offense and our defense as well. Mm-hmm. Let's see a couple more in here before we run away over here. JPP, Shaq, Via, Sue, sacks all day.
should be going up against, average offensive line. Again, the interior, I mean, it's pretty set, but again, they're missing their tackles. You have a right guard playing right tackle. There's going to be opportunities.
Yeah, think about that. Their left tackle, Achilles injury, out for the game, out for the year.
Moving their right tackle to left tackle, and now right guard to right tackle. That's a lot of, combination is going to be different. There's going to be probably communication issues and chemistry issues. So I'd run, stunts all day. Get them confused that way. And, at times just straight up rush, because you want to keep Patrick Mahomes inside the pocket for sure.
And then that was another thing. Rodgers was best outside of the pocket. All the big plays were outside of the pocket or middle of the field behind our linebackers, which is a little area of weakness for us. So keep Mahomes in that pocket. He's not going to be able to step up with Vita Vea there. 2 weeks more to rest, relax, recuperate. I think we can stay in the game. Let's put it that way. It better not be given up early. Let's be honest. They haven't done it yet. So, I mean, think about this. We were in the lead the whole damn game against the Packers. Mm-hmm. The whole game.
Yep.
That's crazy. Think about that. Best team in the NFC is the Packers. We're in the lead, control the whole game. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yeah, it was only tied once, and that was early in the game. And then we took, the lead back, and that was
That's all she wrote. All she wrote. Oh, I gotta address this question.
I seen it too.
Y'all think Jameis could lead us to the Super Bowl?
Easy answer, no. He just, for whatever reason, Jameis just doesn't have it as far as the processing goes. Doesn't know, just doesn't get how to throw guys open or, read a defense properly, consistently. Not saying he can't do it, but he just doesn't do it consistently. He's too inconsistent of a player. And, obviously it showed with the 30 interceptions last year.
Yeah, I mean, it's the turnover.
Love the guy. He's super talented, but he just hasn't put it all together yet. And I hope he does one day.
Yeah, not with
the Saints, though.
Arm talent wise, literally one of the best quarterbacks there is in the league. I mean, comparable to Mahomes, I'm not going to lie. So But just decision making, that's humongous, yeah. Especially
that position. He reminds me of Jeff George, to be honest. If people remember who Jeff George was, he was super talented. He had a cannon. He had everything you want in a quarterback, but just couldn't be consistent or couldn't get it done when it mattered.
I mean, you can't make excuses because all the times that you thought, oh, this could be it, this could be it, then he'd come crashing back down again to the earth. So
yeah,
you can't keep hoping and wishing. It's not going to do anything. I always have this joke. I say, wish in one hand and crap the other. See which one fills up first.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what was going on with Jameis. You kept wishing. He kept being the one to get us over the hump. And everyone's like, oh, next year, next year, next year. Then we're 10 years down the road. We still haven't been anywhere. And when 1 year with Brady, we made it to the damn Super Bowl. It's insane. And some people are still, I don't know if you're pulling for him or thinking not. It's not like we're angry at it. It's more, could this team have been that good for that long with a better quarterback? The question without the turnovers, mm-hmm. This talent's been on this roster. Don't tell me Gronk is the one that got us there. Brady, a competent quarterback, just not turning the ball over with all the weapons that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Mike was here, Evan was here, LeSean didn't really do anything, Fournette didn't really do anything. Defense has been what's really mm-hmm. slowing teams down. It's just yep. offense don't give away the game.
Yeah,
that's pretty much what we've been doing all this year.
Mm-hmm.
So the times we lost turnovers, or we just coughed it up too many times. All right, let's get a couple more, and then we'll head on out. We already addressed the JMU yeah. stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's always a heated topic here.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
a lot of people talking about Chiefs. Kenny Clark had a good game for the Packers. Yes. I guess we'll leave it at this. We'll talk more on the Chiefs next week. Let's just really enjoy this Packers victory. Let's really divulge into the film, show you what happened, what was successful, where we need to fix those areas of 3 interceptions. But other than that, guys, enjoy the win. There's a lot of, I hate when we talk the Jameis talk, but other than that, enjoy the win. We're NFC champions.
Yeah,
do that. Mm-hmm. We're the champions of the NFC. We're moving on to the Super Bowl. It's going to be one hell of a week. We're going to try and get some content out for you during this week and next week. Get ready. It's going to be awesome. Plus, any last words?
No, just, you know, I second that. And yeah, just everyone have a great week. And again, appreciate everyone that, you know, showed up in this chat. We had over 80 people, which is awesome. And thank you so much for all the comments. And as always, go Bucks. And we will catch you on the flip side.